Let's travel around the area and take a look at the fishing in the Shawamigan Bay area. The Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report takes place every Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on Real Rock J96. And now, let's get to our report. It's time for another Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report. On the phone today, we have Chris Beeksma with Get Bit Guide Service. Chris, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. You've been out fishing on the bay. How's that been?
Well, the water's clearing up. You know, most of the dirty water is kind of from Prayer Park West. So that's nice to see. And, you know, the fish are pretty much in their summer haunt.
All that dirt and grime really hit the bay to start our summer. Has that affected the fishing out there with water clarity or water temperatures?
Yeah, it really did. And I think that was more of a clarity issue than a water temperature issue. We had 72 to 74 degrees surface temp, of course, about everywhere we went. And it did affect those weed growth.
How does that change the fishing?
Well, it changes the fishing because sometimes the bass and walleyes like to use, especially edges of the big weed beds, and now it's more scattered weeds and a few big weed beds, but not very many. And so, you know, they're just kind of roaming around a little more instead of real tight structure.
So were you casting, Chris, or were you trolling to find those weed beds to hopefully get on the fish?
I'm always a sitting and casting person, but, you know, do a lot of driving around using your electronics and, you know, kind of look for what you want to find.
So the big thing is getting on those weed beds out on the bay, and the weed beds can be far and few between because things are a little stunted. When you found those weed beds, Chris, what were you using?
Mostly crankbaits. Crankbaits have been really good in the weed beds, and I know the guys trolling over the top of the weed beds with stick baits have really done well on walleye, so fish are definitely using the weeds.
Before I let you go, how has fishing been on the inland lake?
You know, it stayed real consistent all summer. We've had real consistent weather, and bass fishing's been good. Muskie fishing, I'm hearing, has been pretty good. So, yeah, it's been a good summer.
On the phone today with us for our fishing report has been Chris Beeksma with Get Bit Guide Service. Chris, if somebody wants to go fishing with you, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
Most likely my phone, which is 715-292-4410.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Thank you.
That's been a look at our Real Rock J96 Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report. The Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report airs every Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on Real Rock J96. If you know anybody who's interested in being a part of the Real Rock J96 Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report, contact Trevor at Real Rock J96.